I think so.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I will warn everyone, if you didn't catch yesterday's show, the end of yesterday's show, I confess that I have been addicted to Afrin, and I have kicked my addiction, but a byproduct of it is periodically my nose gets stuffed, but then it goes away again as I come back to normal. So I don't have a cold, and if you hear me sounding like I'm talking with a plug nose, I am. But anyway, let's get started right away. We have a good show today. Brooks Kubik is on with us during the first hour to talk about quite a few different things, but also, very importantly, his book, Knife, Fork, Muscle, which I have read now, and it's fantastic. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by the brilliant Dr. Russell Ryder, who's published over 1,000 papers on melatonin research in his career, to talk about melatonin as an effective treatment to Ebola. Could you believe it? Yes. And this is real science, folks. This isn't colloidal silver type stuff, okay? And then during the bottom of the second hour, we'll be talking with Steve Lapidus about their new patch that they're releasing, which is a nootropic patch which improves cognitive performance. So there you go. That's today's show. Let's get started. Brooks Kubik, how are you?
Carl, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. And so it's finally come true. The books have been shipped and are being shipped. Knife, Fork, Muscle is a reality, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. The if you go to the webpage, it still says coming soon, but that's only because we've been focusing on filling orders and shipping books, and the webmaster hasn't fixed the page yet. But the books are here. They're in stock, and we ship them the day we get the order or the next day, and people are getting them. We've got every continent other than Antarctica now has one or more copies of the book, and most continents have a whole bunch of copies. And so if there's anyone listening from Antarctica, we need you to step up, take action, and place an order.
Huh, that's funny. Someone just messaged me. Yes, typically we do the Blueprint Power Hour today, but Rob Regish had some personal things to do, so we're doing this show instead. He will be back on next week. I just got a message on Facebook asking, where's the Blueprint Power Hour? So there you go. Sorry about that. I should have said that at the top of the show as well. I've read the book. I got to tell you, it's a page-turner, and that's different for a diet book. Because you've written it in the traditional Brooks Kubik style, the same way that you write your fiction novels. You actually take people inside your life and literally, you know, take them into meal preparation and how it goes. So that, and I think that's really important because so many people talk about dietary templates. But until you really kind of go through the process of a dietary template, how do you prepare this particular meal? I think a lot of people are disconnected to what to do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that I put the book together that way. And really that is one of the reasons that all of my writing is very personal. And, you know, I share things that have worked for me, that have not worked for me. You know, I think if you were to read the book and you were to count up things that worked for me and things that didn't work for me and things that were disasters for me, the disasters column would have the most items. The things that didn't work would have the second most, and then things that worked are, you know, that's the smaller group because it took a lot of mistakes, a lot of trial and error to get to the things that work. And the only way really for me to share that with people is to share, you know, things from my life. The other thing that I do in the book, and of course you know this from reading it, is you know, I try to make this interesting, and I try to present it in a conversational style. And the real goal of this book was, let's sit down and have a conversation at the dinner table and just ask me a question and let me try to answer it and let's just go from there.
And that's an important point. The book is primarily question driven. These are questions that Brooks has gotten over decades, I would imagine, mm-hmm. That he has put together in an order of, that flows. And so, like, there's a chapter on how much protein do I need? And the chapter is literally driven by questions that you've received over decades now.
It's driven by questions. It's driven by conversations with trainees, with people who have questions about their diet and nutrition. And it's driven by things that I see in question form on the internet, on discussion boards, on Facebook, in magazines, in articles. It's questions that go back to things you see in magazines in the 30s, 40s, 50s. People always have questions, and they tend to be the same questions, and they tend to be really confused. It's not just a question, but it's the most important question on the face of the planet. I mean, they're just agonizing over this. And, so you take those and you try to break them down and start to make sense and give some common sense. And the other thing that I try to do, not necessarily give dogmatic answers, but to say, okay, look, if you're thinking about, should I do this or this? Should I eat this or eat that? Is this good for me or bad for me? You can give a dogmatic answer, but you can also say, okay, look, here's some reasons why you might want to not do this or eat this. Here's some reasons why it might be a good idea. Or some people say yes, here are their reasons. Some people say no, here are their reasons. Here's what works for me. You figure out what works for you, which I think is kind of an adult way of having the conversation.
Yeah, right. Not like, this is what everyone should do because this is what worked for me.
Exactly, yeah. And, I make it clear in the book that, I am a unique individual, as we all are. And one thing that is a challenge for me is that I have just really bad allergies. Hay fever, dust, mold, all of those allergies, and a lot of food allergies. And it really took a long time for me to wrap my head around the allergy food connection in my own case and to identify a lot of things that I need to stay away from. And it's like you start to understand that, you start to figure it out, but then it's trial and error because
right.
You eliminate things from your diet, you see what the result is, you bring them back in, you see what the result is, and then if you're like me, you don't just do it once or even twice, but you try it a couple different ways, and finally you say, okay, it's very clear that I have problems when I eat a particular food.
Like, give us an example of a food that you rotated out, rotated in, maybe played this game with a little time, and then realized this is not good for me.
I've done this with milk when I was much younger. I have done it with cheese and other dairy products. Rotate in, rotate out. Try, lots. Try a little bit, and eventually say, you know what, it's just not worth it. It's better to just, for my case, at my age, avoid it. So that's one. Wheat has definitely been something that I've experimented with, and I find that I don't know if it's wheat or gluten, don't really care, don't go near the stuff
right
at all. And I also do it, I follow basically a low carb diet, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what's your maintenance level carb wise? you know, how many grams per day? And so you experiment with that, and that's something that over time what I'm finding is really the threshold for carbs. My good carb maintenance level is lower than I would have thought, and there's a pretty significant difference pretty quickly if I go very much above it.
Really?
And yeah. And
like fat? What fat accumulation?
Well, almost immediate weight gain, like, you know, a couple of pounds, and I can, you know, I can shift 5 pounds very quickly in 4 to 5 days. And when I'm doing that, I can tell that I'm holding water. And remember, I've got either glaucoma or pre-glaucoma
right.
condition.
Right.
Doctor is kind of on the fence about which it is, but you know, I take the eye drops for glaucoma and so on. And one thing that my doctor believes helps is the low carb diet, in part because you're not holding as much water.
Right.
So it tends to keep your blood pressure down, and that's a good thing from the glaucoma perspective, because glaucoma is, you know, basically blood pressure inside the eyes, to make it very simple. So, you know, I'm figuring if I can move my weight up 5 pounds in a couple of days, it's water. And if I'm holding water, that probably is increasing blood pressure and the pressure inside my eyes. And that's probably what I don't want to do.
Right.
You know, so if it nudges up, I'm like, okay, I'm going to tighten up a little bit. And instead of, say, 40 grams of carbs a day, I'm going to drop down to 20 or 25. You know, and then the weight drops off, and you know, of course, it's water weight, which is exactly the point. I don't want to be holding that water.
Right.
And the other thing that I'm finding, and you know, you were mentioning allergies at the top of the show. You may find this: if I have something I eat that I seem to have an allergic reaction to, you know, stuffy head, stuffy nose, big black bags under the eyes, that
right.
sort of thing.
Right.
Well, my weight has also gone up. So
right.
it's sort of like things that I'm allergic to cause me to hold water.
And that makes sense, because it's usually an inflammatory response.
Exactly.
And inflammation yeah. attracts fluid. That's what edema is.
Yeah.
From the allergy standpoint, when you started to cut these foods out, did you notice that these sensitivities to mold and dust and everything around you started to subside?
My allergies and hay fever have improved on the diet. You know, I'm still very sensitive to all of those things. But living here in the Ohio Valley, you know, we are in the allergy capital of the world. So it's hard to avoid allergens in the environment. I mean, they're, you know, they're everywhere in our homes and yards. They're all through the city of Louisville, I imagine. But you can control the allergens in your food. And so, you know, I figure, you know, if I can't control everything environmentally, at least I can control what's in the food, so I'm not having a double whammy.
Right.
And that makes a difference. One thing that has been very noticeable is that the tighter my diet is and the more I eliminate chemicals in my food and allergens in my foods, those big black puffy bags under the eyes. You know, I used to have raccoon eyes, like, you know, more than any raccoon you'd ever seen in your life. Those have gone away.
Wow.
Which is really interesting, because I basically had them my entire life.
How long does it take for you to start to see that, oh yeah, this food, when I remove it from my diet, it actually benefits me? Does it take weeks, months, days?
It usually is something that becomes noticeable within a week. And, you know, if it's something that I've been eating a lot of, and I say, you know, maybe this is not such a good idea, you can see it immediately. Now, the interesting thing, and I talk about this in the book, and you know, it'd be interesting to get feedback from other people about this, but the tighter my diet is, the easier it is to identify something that disagrees with me.
Mm-hmm.
There was an occasion when I was writing the book and you know, really tight on the diet, and had some broccoli for dinner, and just, you know, my stomach was doing flip-flops like all night long. And, you know, the next morning, you know, I was not very comfortable. And, I was like, okay, what did I eat? What was different? You know, well, we had the broccoli. And I asked Trudy about it, and it turned out that was some conventionally sourced broccoli from the store that she bought for a family dinner. I thought it was organic broccoli that we'd bought from the farmer's market that weekend.
Right.
And it was not. And so then I was raised, you know, then I was presented with the question of, okay, there's something here that I'm having trouble with, and I don't know if it's the broccoli or if it's the conventional broccoli and what's in it or sprayed on it.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to hold this thought. I want to ask you, does broccoli usually bother you this way? We're talking right now with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about his latest book, which is his first foray into a diet book, a nutrition book. And it's really built on an ancestral diet premise. It's a fantastic book. And you can get it at brookskubik.com. It's called Knife, Fork, Muscle. It's a really good book. I just finished reading it. And I can tell you, I'm actually going to start following some of the things that Brooks has written about myself to bring myself to a peak state of health again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational original custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 hier auf We Got Soul FM.
Welcome back. Man, he talks fast.
He does.
You know, I used to talk fast like that, but along with kicking Afrin Friday, guess what else I kicked the habit of once and for all?
Coffee?
Yeah.
Really?
And I know you love coffee, right?
Well, I love coffee, but, you know, certainly not too much of it.
Okay, let's do this. I don't want to derail the direction, and we could talk about coffee for a second, too, mm-hmm. after that. So, what did you find?
What I've found is that the particular broccoli that Trudy got from
conventional
the grocery
sources.
Store, conventional yeah. source, sprayed with
Roundup.
Who knows what?
Roundup, who knows?
Well, yeah, probably. Something there, you know, really caused problems for me. A week or two later, organic broccoli from the farmer's market, no problem. A week or two after that, organic broccoli from the farmer's market. A lot of discomfort not very long after eating it. Okay, so, you know, that's saying to me, maybe you want to reduce the amount of broccoli, not have as often.
Why have it at all?
Not sure.
So this is what I'm coming to the conclusion of. I'm starting to mm-hmm. identify foods that just don't make me feel well. And I just had this discussion with a friend of mine. So for about 10 years, I avoided grains just because mm-hmm. I was focused on my health. I avoided grains at all costs. I stopped drinking coffee, in fact. That was one of the things that drove a wedge between myself and my ex-wife, because one of the things we both enjoyed first thing in the morning was, you know, grinding and brewing coffee and pouring cups and half and a little sugar and starting the day off, you know, that way with mm-hmm. a cup of coffee. And I said, no more coffee for me, because it upset my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I cut all these things out of my life, and I trained every single day. Come hell or high water, training was as important as any other, you know, getting the kids to school. Training fell into that category. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did that for over a decade. And I developed what I like to call health equity. Okay? What health equity is when you have lived a clean life for a decade, even 5-6 years, you start to develop the ability to occasionally do something stupid, like go out and get drunk one night and wake up the next morning and feel relatively fine, or eat the wrong foods and not suffer any real side effects from them. So you develop health equity. So the longer you live a clean, superhuman life, the more health equity that you develop. Now, health equity could be used for a variety of reasons. It could be used to stave off a disease. It could be used to combat a disease, or it could be used for less noble reasons, like to allow you to go out and party and still train hard and look good and so on. But here's what happens. I treated my health equity like a reverse mortgage. I kept drawing down on it and drawing down on it and not giving myself time to reinvest in the equity. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so After the past, I would say, 8 years, 7 or 8 years of drawing down on my health equity, I've come to a point now where I have no health equity left anymore.
You got to build it back up.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And so now I've got to get real strict. And that means not even the occasional thing that bothers me. I can't have a cup of coffee right now for at least a year. I can't have any more coffee. That's it. It's no good for my stomach. I don't need the sympathetic nerve drive that we all love from caffeine. In fact, I'm backed off of anything that's a stimulant right now. I need to train regularly again, and I need to train smart again. No more this stupid stuff that I've been doing in the past. Train more like a bodybuilder, if you will. I need to get back to my eating regimen. I need to start doing the things that I know worked, that got me, that developed all that health equity. And I need to do it long enough without drawing down on that health equity for even one meal. And so I say, why eat broccoli at all if it doesn't agree with you? Period. End of story. It just does. I mean, think about it. Would you wear size 6 shoes when you have a size 8 foot? Absolutely not. Well, what about just one night? No, but what if it really looked good with the outfit you're wearing? No, I can't put my foot in a size 8. I mean, a 6. So why eat broccoli at all, even on the rare occasion?
Well, that's where I was going with what I was saying. You know, I'm at the point now of, do I want to test this again? Why bother? All the nutrition that I can get from broccoli, I can get from something else, from many other sources. So, you know, if other sources of vitamins and minerals don't have this effect, don't make me uncomfortable, why not stick with them? So that's pretty much where I am, which is a shame because broccoli is easy to grow and you can grow it here and you know, it's easy to find. And
so are poisonous mushrooms.
I like it.
So are poisonous mushrooms.
So are poisonous mushrooms.
Bingo.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll give you another example. I made the same decision with cauliflower perhaps a year or two ago simply because I just cannot stand the taste of cauliflower. And so why bother? And yet, you know, there are some people, particularly if they're going low carb, they love the cauliflower. They use grated cauliflower to make all kinds of things.
Yeah, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you know, and you know, things like that, and they're perfectly happy with it, and in fact, it's almost comfort food level of enjoyment for them. But for me, it's like, oh, yuck, you know. So I don't go near it. And these are all decisions that we need to make.
I think what scares people the most about this is the lack of variability, and I really think that. And I want to talk. We have to take a break. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about this. We're talking right now about Brooks Kubik's new book, Knife, Fork, Muscle, which is really critical thinking applied to dietary regimens. That's really what it is. It's a fantastic book. You can get it at brookskubik.com. And quite frankly, it's the only dietary book you'll buy that's actually a page-turner. Because as Brooks points out, it's written very personally. Brooks lets you in on his life, on his daily routine, the logic behind why he does what he does. But more importantly, not teaching you what foods to eat, but teaching you how to select the foods that you should be eating. Which I think is more of a teach a man to fish as opposed to give a man a fish type of a approach to dietary templates. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Either with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy.
Welcome
of the
back.
Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us.
You know, during commercial breaks, I do administrative work. You believe that? I'm replying to emails, sending emails, checking reports. It's really amazing. And so if I don't make a note to myself about what we were talking about when we went into the break, quite often when we come back from the break, I forget.
Ah, did you make a note?
Nope. And hence why I'm telling you the story.
you were saying that people are often worried that they won't get enough
variety.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. So that's the real issue, right? So I can sense the angst already. Oh, God, I won't be able to have broccoli anymore. Oh, God, I won't be able to, you know, what can I eat? My God. But the reality is the average person eats the same 11 things every single week. We have, on average, 11 foods in our repertoire that we rotate every single week. And quite frankly, you could live without broccoli. I don't remember the last time I had broccoli now that we're having this discussion. And it's not that I don't like it. I remember a period of time where I ate so much broccoli, I was turning green. chicken breasts and broccoli, chicken breasts and sweet potatoes. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I ate so much of that stuff for years, but I haven't had broccoli in I don't know how long. So you could easily live without foods, and especially if a food is not good for you. Listen, you have no idea how many times the thought has crossed my mind. My poor sister died of Parkinson's disease. She loved pasta. She made pasta with broccoli at least, I don't know, two or three times a week. She loved bread. She ate bread regularly, at least twice a day, in a sandwich and maybe with toast and with her breakfast. They had her restricted on what protein she could have because protein, quote unquote, competes with carbidopa and levodopa, the drugs that they were giving her. So the poor thing couldn't eat protein because it would compete with the drugs. And guess what? She couldn't take B vitamins either because they competed with the drugs. What does that tell you if these things compete with the drugs? Maybe you should just be eating more protein and taking more B vitamins.
Well, it's really scary when you hear something like that. And here's something that popped into my head as you were relating that. And this is something that I put in the book, I think twice, because it's a pretty important point. If you pick up a whole lot of popular books about strength training, weightlifting, bodybuilding, muscle building, etc., and particularly something that has a chapter or an entire focus on muscle mass and weight gaining, and particularly some of the classic books from the 60s, 70s, 80s, you'll find a diet that has, you know, bacon and eggs and four slices of whole wheat toast for breakfast and maybe a bowl of oatmeal on top of that, and two thick whole wheat sandwiches for lunch, and a whole wheat sandwich at 4 o'clock, and maybe pasta salad at lunch.
Yeah, wait, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before bed. Remember that one? The mass builder.
Exactly, and then on top of that, for dinner, you have macaroni and cheese or macaroni, pasta salad.
Yeah, it was all about dense foods. It didn't matter what the foods were.
Yeah, and it was an insane high carb regimen, a high grain, usually high wheat, high gluten regimen.
Wait a minute, you're not talking about healthy grains, are you?
Yeah, I'm talking about those healthy whole grains. Okay, and here's the thing, Carl. This was thrown out there as, they would say in all caps, this is a short-term, temporary weight-gaining diet. You follow it while you are bulking up, and then you go back to a more normal, conventional diet. Okay?
Right.
If you take that diet, which I'm going to say right now, flat out, well-intentioned, disastrous for many people. But just park that thought for a second. That diet, that, quote, weight-gaining, bulking diet, is pretty much the conventional food pyramid approach to eating.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
Standard American diet. And isn't it
standard
funny that
American diet
sad.
With all those healthy whole grains.
Right.
Yeah. And what it is it's the diet that was thrown out there to build someone up to 200, 225, 250 pounds. Yeah, well, that's what it does, except over time, it builds you up to, you know, 350 or 450 pounds, and it's not muscle, it's fat. And yet that's what, you know, so many people throw out as the, quote, healthy diet. And, you know, it's a nutritional train wreck. So,
here's the interesting thing. We know that the food you eat influence the microbes in your gut, number one. There's a lot of points of light here that I want to connect.
Oh, yeah.
We know that the food you eat influence inflammatory response. We know that those two things alone can wreak havoc with the body. We know that when you fool with those types of foods, you have impaired sleep. I believe strongly that the epidemic levels of acid reflux and GERD and snoring and sleep apnea are all interconnected. I believe they're all related to the gut, and I believe they're all caused by grains. Remember that I said that here. What this is December 9th, 2014. Just remember I said this. GERD, sleep apnea, and grains. Just remember I said this, okay? My poor sister, we know that Parkinson's disease is a combination of things that go on in the brain, including the misfolding of proteins and inflammation. And both of those could be affected by what I just discussed. And so we don't really even have a feel yet for how many people, their lives have been shortened because of healthy whole grains. And I just had this discussion with my niece. Her husband is having migraine headaches. I said, tell him to cut grains out of his diet, corn and grains.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I know he's going to struggle with this because everything, you know, today has grain in it and corn, and or because he believes, like so many of the misguided souls out there, that because organizations like the American Heart Association and our government say that grains are healthy for us, that they are. I said, but I just ask you to remember that the FDA approved hundreds of drugs that were recalled only after they killed people or destroyed infants by, like, thalidomide, for instance. I said, and also, there was a time where doctors would stand on television smoking a cigarette saying, smoking is good for you. It makes you healthy. It calms you down. It soothes the nerves. Everyone should smoke. So just because they tell us today, and they being this grand scale, whoever it is that you take your information from, they tell us today that grains are healthy. Don't remember they told us there are other things that were healthy that killed us. We're so myopic when it comes to memory of what they have told us in the past that they were wrong about, and we lost our lives over it. And I think that grains, sleep apnea, GERD, all related. There you go. That's my opinion. We have to take a break. Brooks is silent because he's gotten so used to doing the show, he knows where our breaks are now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Brooks Cubic. Go to his website, brookscubic.com. Get the book, Fork, Knife, Muscle. Lift this, eat that. I love that. It's on the back of the book. You'll see what I mean when you buy it. Stay tuned.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code superhuman to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, we originally had decided to talk about three things on this show, but we only talked about one. And the truth of the matter is, this is really where the rubber meets the road. I don't care if you're interested in remodeling your body. I don't care if you're interested in remodeling your health. I mean, I don't care what it is. Exercise plays a role in it. There's no doubt about it. But what plays the largest role in your goals is what you put in your mouth. And so many people have it so wrong. And years of being shaved off of lives. Years. And I'm not kidding about that.
No, I completely agree with you. And if anyone has been following along, you know, you put out a link for the show, and it's on my Facebook page. And I've been commenting and, you know, writing a little comment at every break. And I just said that in the last segment we dropped some big thought bombs, more to come. And we're going to talk about hard gainers and building strength and muscle and diet and nutrition, good and bad. So how's that for a quick little segue?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thought. And this is in the book, and this is based on something that I have come to recognize over many, many years of dealing with people and working with people and trying to help people pack on strength and muscle and also to build their health. And here's the thought. If someone is big and strong and they're in great shape, they're not particularly interested in diet, nutrition, or training. They may do it if they're on a sports team and the coach makes them, but it's not something that they just absolutely wrap their brain around and it becomes a focus of their life. Such as, Carl, when you were on the 10 years program of training every day and perfect diet, perfect nutrition, building up that equity in your health bank, that would never have happened unless you had had some issues that pushed you to deal with them.
I was dying.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's an issue that causes you to address these issues.
Yeah.
So I believe that most people who really seriously, passionately get involved in strength and health and fitness and muscle building and so on do so because they come from a background where they were subpar, sub-average in strength, muscle, health, whatever. You know, I certainly know that that was my case, and being small and skinny and weak is what drove me, and having very bad allergies and asthma, almost being an invalid as a child, drove me to pursue health and fitness and training with a passion. And here's what I think is the part that people don't understand. Many of those people who have those strength and health and fitness and illness issues have them as the result of their diet. Many of them are dealing with food intolerances and food allergies. They're eating things that other people say are good for you, quote, healthy whole grains, for example, and they're wreaking havoc on their bodies. They may have problems with chemicals in their food, and, you know, if you have problems with chemicals in your food, so much of the modern diet is just purely toxic for you. And so what happens is you have people who come into wanting more health and more fitness because they're having a lot of trouble with their diet, and the diet advice that they get, the nutrition advice that they get, is a disaster for them. Real simple example. You mentioned earlier everyone's living, you know, at one point in time, the big health advice, you know, from all the experts was chicken breasts. We're going to all live on chicken breasts, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, number one, some people can't handle chicken, period, because of food allergies or food intolerances. But the other thing is this. Unless you're eating organic chicken, conventional chicken has more crap in it than almost anything you can eat.
Right.
Okay. And so if you have a problem with that and someone says, eat nothing but 8 chicken breasts a day, or 8 chicken breasts plus broccoli, or you know, whatever the advice is, chicken breasts plus brown rice, you know, we've all seen it. There's millions of examples. If you're focusing on stuffing yourself, eating massive amounts of something that causes problems, it's going to be a disaster. And so you have the, you know, gorge yourself on chicken advice, disaster for some people. Drink 2 or 3 gallons of milk a day, huge disaster for many people. 7 to 12 servings of whole grains a day, same thing. You know, and I could go on and on and just give specific examples of things that supposedly build health and strength, but actually for many people it's the opposite. And I would argue that for many people who are desperate to build strength and health because they are below average in strength and health, they are deficient in strength and health, and they're trying to correct that, a lot of that is diet and nutrition related. They've got to take care of their diet and nutrition, and they've really got to take care of it from an avoiding allergens and avoiding toxic foods point of view. And you don't see that addressed at all. Instead,
no.
You see the advice, gorge yourself on foods that actually are potentially illness-creating.
Well, look at the weight gainers. I mean, they're, you know, 70 grams of sugar in a single serving.
Yeah, exactly.
But they tell you it's okay because it's maltodextrin. It's complex. You know, it's like, give me a break. I mean, this notion that this is where the fitness and bodybuilding industry loses it with me, because this notion that in one sentence they say, well, we know a calorie is not a calorie, and in another sentence they say it is, because these calories are coming from these foods, and these foods are of no consequence whether where they came from, how the animals were raised, or anything. And trust me, that's affecting your progress. I mean, people go out and buy supplements that run them $200 and $300 a month. You know what? Take that $200 a month and start buying farm-raised animals as your animal protein. Start buying organic vegetables as your vegetable choices. You know, stop eating poison. Find out if your body responds better. You'll put on more muscle, I bet.
Absolutely. And, you know, I used the example in the book. And this is something that did not occur to me until I started working on the book and working my way through it. And all of a sudden, you know, the dime dropped. What I realized was that at the point in my life when I really started to make significant gains in strength and muscle mass, after having trained for 15 years, one of the things that happened at that point was a butcher at the local Kroger's, who, by the way, was a former Olympic weightlifter. He'd placed 3rd in the USA National Championships. You know, so he and I would talk about, you know, strength training and so on when I'd get meat. He suggested buying a new brand of beef that had just come out. It was available in Louisville and Lexington and you know, not very many other places.
Was it Laura's? Was it Laura's Lean Beef?
Yep, it was Laura's Lean.
Yeah.
And it was antibiotic-free.
Antibiotic-free, hormone-free.
Hormone-free.
Basically and organic beef.
Yeah, it was grain-fed, so it was not grass-fed. But otherwise, it did not have the bad stuff in it. And he said, try this, you'll like it, it cooks better, tastes better, and it doesn't have that other stuff. And I said, okay. So I tried it. And that coincided with the greatest gains of my life in strength and muscle mass over a period of the next couple of years. Now, I also, you know, I changed my training. I started incorporating power rack work, and I was training heavier, learning more about training, learning to use divided workouts, as I talk about in my books and courses. And all of that helped enormously. But I've got to think that getting away from hormones in my beef and antibiotics in my beef was a huge factor.
Right.
And, you know.
See, and I'll tell you something.
Go ahead.
We're coming
yep.
out. We only have a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack LaLanne and Armand Tanney and John Grimmick and all those guys, they didn't have to think about this because they didn't have this new form of agriculture back then that we have today. This form of agriculture that says it's more important to focus on production and profits than people's health. They were buying grass-fed beef back then because that's what was available.
They were buying grass-fed beef, and they were buying local, organic, seasonal vegetables.
You didn't have people living in California getting produce shipped in from Maine or Idaho. It was grown there in the state.
Yeah, and you know, one of the points that I make in the book is that healthy eating, which in my book is local foods from local growers, seasonal, fresh, organic, and not the big box organic, but the stuff you buy from local growers right. and farmers at a farmer's market or a farm stand, or that they bring it into a local grocery store. That, in my mind, is true organic. It's what some people call deep organic. That's not hippie stuff. It's not what movie stars do in California. It's what all the top bodybuilders and weightlifters did back in the 40s and 50s because that's what food was back then.
Yeah, it's sad that we even have to have this discussion. But we can thank organizations like the Food and Drug Administration and the USDA for helping to poison us because that's what they do. Brooks Cubic, the website is brookscubic.com. It's a fantastic book. I endorse it. Two thumbs up. It's called Knife, Fork, Muscle. It's the only book that you'll ever buy about diet that teaches you how to logic your diet as opposed to tell you, cook this for breakfast, cook this for lunch. It's a fantastic book. Brooks, thanks a lot, brother.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to discuss a scientific study that no one's talking about that shows that melatonin can treat Ebola. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Keto-Genic.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on SuperHumanRadio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, last month, Ebola was in the news everywhere you turned. It was all about Ebola. Interestingly enough, we don't hear very much about it now. I don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that we've already pledged $8 billion to devise a vaccine for a disease that's only killed 47 people a year since its discovery. But that's not the issue here today. The issue here today is that we are joined with someone who I have the ability to have on this show as one of the greatest highlights of my hosting of this show. He's a brilliant man. He's been on the show since its inception. That's Dr. Russell Ryder. How you doing, Dr. Ryder?
I'm doing great, Carl. Hope you're the same.
Yes, very good. And so there was a lot of hubbub about Ebola not too long ago, and lo and behold, I found a study that you are one of the authors of that proposes that melatonin may in fact be a suitable therapy for Ebola. So let's start at the beginning. Why would this even be considered as a therapeutic aid to Ebola?
The reason being is that melatonin has been shown very effective in the treatment of something called sepsis or septic shock, which is a severe infection, either in children or in adults. There's a lot of similarities between Ebola viral infections and sepsis, and melatonin has been shown to be very effective in protecting against sepsis. So we reason that melatonin should be tried. It's inexpensive, it's highly efficacious, and it may benefit these individuals by allowing to live longer and allow their immune system to strengthen and fight the disease themselves.
So let's talk a little bit about the pathology of Ebola and what melatonin may do in an effort to help render the individual safe from Ebola. Talk about the epithelial and inflammatory responses seen in Ebola.
That's one of the biggest problems with Ebola. It breaks down the epithelial lining within blood vessels. And, of course, a major consequence of breaking down the epithelial lining is hemorrhage. And hemorrhage in multiple organs is common in Ebola. The reason they break down is for two reasons. The immune system becomes activated by Ebola and produces something called toxic cytokines or chemokines, some of which are very toxic and generate free radicals in cells, not only in epithelial cells, but in other cells as well. And once they act on the epithelium of the blood vessels and break it down, then, of course, you're going to get massive hemorrhage, and these individuals die of multiple hemorrhages in multiple organs, in addition to coagulation. The blood also coagulates much easier. That does not prevent the hemorrhage, but nevertheless, this contributes to the overall problem. And so far as we know, melatonin protects against each of those consequences of Ebola.
Interesting. So I guess with a weakening of the pipes, if you will, and an increase in viscosity of the fluid within it, this is where the bleeding occurs, where people just start to bleed from their skin, right?
You bet. It's just like opening a spigot. Once the epithelial cells are separated and degenerate, the blood just flows into the tissue where it's not meant to be, of course. It's supposed to be confined to the blood vessels. And this happens in so many different organs that these individuals are internally bleeding to death as well.
Oh. Now your group published this study in October of this year, right on the heels of the whole Ebola scare, did you not?
Correct. We wrote the article specifically because of the Ebola scare, trying to encourage the healthcare workers in that area to give melatonin. There's currently no effective treatment for this very serious disease, and of course, melatonin is very inexpensive. It's easy to administer, it has a very high safety profile, and furthermore, the likelihood is that it would be beneficial to those people. But we have gotten a lot of resistance from various organizations. I don't think their rationale is sound, but nevertheless, they have resisted using melatonin. And like I say, you've got nothing to lose by using melatonin. It's not going to do any harm.
Right.
It will likely do some good. And it's, of course, it's very effective against similar diseases.
Now, can you share the rationale that you've been given why it wouldn't be tried, attempted to use as a therapy?
Ironically, the most frequent argument that is used is, it has not specifically been tested in primates or in humans. Well, the irony of that is the treatments that are used also have not been widely tested in either humans or primates because they have not been available until recently. And yet, I don't want to sound disparaging to the pharmaceutical industry, I think they hold relatively strong sway over the decisions that are made, and the use of prescription drugs is more likely to be incorporated into the treatment profile than is something like melatonin, which is relatively available, and like I say, very inexpensive, and can be obtained in pure form.
You know, there's a lot of evidence that individuals who succumb to Ebola have some similarities in malnutrition and possibly even, and I didn't think about this, but suffering from some sleep disruptive issues before the actual diagnosis of contraction of Ebola. That would play into the idea that melatonin is probably not being produced in high levels in these individuals in and around the time they become infected.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Carl. Certainly, we now know that severe infections relate to a suppression of endogenous melatonin production, that is, that produced in the body. And therefore, we anticipate that these people, besides not being given melatonin, have compromised production of their own melatonin, which would also aid in fighting disease. I don't think it'd be sufficient to resist this overwhelming disease, but nevertheless, they are further compromised by the fact that they are probably not producing much melatonin. The sleep inefficiency certainly speaks to that possibility that they are melatonin deficient.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, if you can discuss, because I understand that these trials haven't been done, but what a therapeutic dose of melatonin would be compared to the type of melatonin somebody is taking as a sleep aid. We're talking right now with the brilliant Dr. Russell Ryder. He is known as the godfather of the pineal gland. No one has published more research on the magic molecule melatonin than he. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder. We're talking about melatonin as a therapy for Ebola. So, Dr. Ryder, I take anywhere from 6 to 20 milligrams of melatonin a night. I kind of vary my doses. That's to help me sleep and also to confer some of the other benefits we understand about melatonin, protection against cancer and so on. What would a therapeutic dose be for someone who's contracted Ebola?
That's a very good question. Before answering that question, I would like to interject one thing, Carl.
Yes.
Namely that, in addition to our publication, which has already appeared, there is a group of scientists in England that have written a very, very similar article entitled Ebola and the Use of Melatonin as a Readily Available Treatment Option. And what they are proposing is virtually identical to what we are proposing, and that was totally independent of our study. In other words, we're not the only one
who
that
see
is
this.
Thinking along these lines.
Right.
And that paper, I just got a preprint of it, has been also accepted for publications. Ours has already appeared, but theirs will appear probably within a month. Now regarding the dose. The dose you mentioned, you take 6 to 20 milligrams, and I think that's very reasonable. I take somewhat more than that, and if you have any particular diseases at a high free radical base like diabetes, maybe you should even take more. Now, for Ebola, that's a very serious condition. Also, typically, when you take melatonin or I take melatonin, you take it at night.
Right.
Because endogenous melatonin levels are higher at night. But in serious conditions like Ebola, we urged and suggested that doses be taken at multiple times during the day.
Oh.
In other words, whether you get a little sleepy or if you have a little circadian disruption, that's irrelevant when you have a serious infection such as Ebola. What you are trying to do is survive. So we suggested multiple doses, probably as high as 20 to 100 milligrams if necessary, or even more.
Right.
In other words, there's no limit to the amount of melatonin you can give because of the very high safety profile.
Right.
So that's not an issue. We don't know the specific dose that would be effective, and as a consequence, we gave a broad range that could be tried and maybe adjusted during the treatment period, depending upon the response of the individual.
You know, in fact, if the melatonin produced a hypnotic effect, it'd probably be beneficial for someone that's this sick anyway to sleep throughout the day because the body can repair itself while it sleeps.
It wouldn't certainly do any harm. As you mentioned, these people are not sleeping anyway, and any sleep they would get would certainly not hurt them.
You know, I have to say this from what I see and just using critical thinking. And the reality is that we heard a lot about Ebola up until the moment that our government pledged $8 billion to pharmaceutical companies to produce a vaccine. I was not being cavalier or disrespectful to the individuals who are at risk of Ebola when I said, but it's a statistic is true, that only 47 people a year have died on average from Ebola since its discovery, I want to say in the 70s or something like that. So we're talking about a disease that has a high mortality rate, but overall there's a very, very low risk of contracting it, and we just committed $8 billion to a vaccine that I predict will not be tested well. I mean, if the premise of ignoring a melatonin is it hasn't been tested here and there, I doubt that they're going to test the vaccines anyway either.
I don't disagree with you at all, Carl.
It's
ironic the amount. You mentioned that figure, $4 billion or $8
billion,
whatever it is. The amount of melatonin you could buy for one-tenth or less that could treat all the Ebola patients. Now, there's no proof that it would be effective, but at this point, there's no proof that any of the drugs that are being developed will also or either be effective. So the reason for not trying melatonin, I think, is foolhardy, considering, as I mentioned before, that a disease, septic shock, which has so many similarities to Ebola, responds very well to, in fact, treatment with melatonin. I'll give you an example. It's easy, of course, most of those studies are done in animals with septic shock as well. And it's very easy to kill an animal by inducing septic shock, like humans die when they get septic shock. And the easiest way to get them to survive is treat them with Melatonin. In other words, the animals. And we have treated newborn infants with Melatonin with sepsis.
Really?
None of them have ever died. We published that already in 2001, a study with a postdoc of mine in Italy. Newborn infants often, not often, but frequently come down with septic shock. They get infections. Their immune system is not so well developed. And we treated them with, in fact, Melatonin, and none of them died. And typically, like Ebola, about 50% of them die.
Wow, I didn't know that. That seems to be reason enough to say, well, let's do a trial. Let's take some people with Ebola and give them some high doses of Melatonin.
You would think so, Carl. You would think so. Like I say, we've argued this point, obviously not very effectively, because we've not convinced anyone, but we've contacted the people in Sierra Leone, in West Africa. We've contacted the World Health Organization. We've contacted everyone we thought we should. And so has the group in England. I've been subsequently corresponding with them, those people that wrote the paper. And they have the very same experience as we do. Yeah. They're stonewalled at every point.
Yeah. Well, and, you know what? People who are worried about contracting Ebola, who have access to the internet, may stumble upon your research or their research from the UK and try this and find out it works, and we'll have science will discount it as anecdotal because there is a 50-50 chance of dying, but maybe the grassroots will pick up this phenomenon, this approach to therapy.
Well, one of the goals we have is to convince. I have a former postdoc who is now the equivalent of the head of the FDA in Nigeria, Dr. Paul Orhi. He's an MD, PhD, and we have contacted him, and he was very enthusiastic initially, but subsequently his enthusiasm has waned, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
He hasn't explained why his enthusiasm has waned. First of all, maybe Ebola is not a big deal yet in Nigeria, and the few cases that were there were attended to, but I presumed he would have contact with the people in the neighboring countries and could pass that information on. We have even sent Melatonin at our expense to West Africa.
Really?
Hoping that someone would pick up this banner and use it. But they're all, their hands, you know, the lowercase individuals, their hands are tied.
Right.
They would be criticized, obviously, if, you know, someone would blame Melatonin for causing death.
Right.
Well, when you're losing 50, 60, 70% of the individuals, you have very little to lose with trying something that, like I say, has proved effective in similar diseases.
I have another question before we end the interview that actually arose from an interview I did yesterday. We had some scientists on yesterday. We were talking about circadian rhythm and its role in obesity, eating into the nighttime for humans or eating in the daytime for little rodents. And I asked one of the researchers, because it was just an afterthought, I said, do rodents produce melatonin? And, of course, their research area is not melatonin. I remembered you were coming on today, so I thought I'd save this. Do rodents produce melatonin? And if so, do they produce melatonin based on the sun being up or the sun being down?
Good question. Every, and I mean every living organism, from bacteria to human, produce melatonin. Rodents produce melatonin, and it's always produced at night, whether the animals are diurnally active or nocturnally active. In other words, melatonin is the chemical expression of darkness. By every living organism, I mean plants. Plants produce melatonin. You ate some melatonin today if you ate any vegetable at all. Tomatoes, rice, potatoes, corn, whatever, fruit, nuts, everything. Every living being produces melatonin. We estimate melatonin evolved in cyanobacteria about 3.2 billion years ago.
Wow.
And it evolved as a potent antioxidant, and it's been retained up until today in humans.
So from an evolutionary perspective, rodents have resisted the hypnotic effects of melatonin through evolution, but they still produce it at sun in darkness. That's amazing.
This is the point about melatonin and sleep. Melatonin is generally not considered a soporific. It does not cause sleep like the prescription sleep drugs. What it does is it's a circadian rhythm effect.
Trigger.
Yes, it's a trigger for normal sleep, and when that melatonin peak occurs determines whether an animal will sleep or not, depending upon the sensitivity of its receptors to melatonin at the time. So melatonin is always produced during darkness, even though many animals are, in fact, active during darkness and sleep during the day.
That is amazing.
It's not a soporific in the classic sense, like drugs that, in fact, knock you out for sleep. The melatonin works very differently as a sleep-promoting agent.
If I wanted to take my melatonin to truly mimic the way melatonin is produced, would I observe what civilian sunset is and take it at that time, not necessarily when I'm going to get into bed?
Ideally, but of course you may get sleepy a little earlier than you should. Well, than you normally would by virtue of the fact you stay up at night. That's a very good point. You have to understand humans are depriving themselves of much of their own melatonin by keeping the lights on after sunset.
Yes.
By virtue of doing that, we are delaying the rise in melatonin. In December 21st, in a couple of weeks, we will have our shortest day. Depending upon where you live in the United States, that may be about 10 hours of light and 14 hours of darkness. Well, there's nobody in this country that's going to be in 14 hours of darkness on December 21st. In other words, we are relatively melatonin deficient by virtue of the fact of the misuse of artificial light.
It's amazing.
Misuse.
Amazing. Dr. Ryder, I sincerely mean this, that one of the highlights of doing the show is having you on as a guest periodically.
Thank you very much. Best wishes to you.
Take care.
Have a good holiday.
You too. You too.
Bye.
All right. So there you have it. Melatonin as a therapy for Ebola. But it doesn't surprise me that nobody wants to know about it, because there's $8 billion getting ready to be whacked up of your tax money to produce a vaccine against Ebola, when maybe melatonin is all they need. Isn't it sad? Very, very sad. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you
into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Everybody wants to be sharper. Everybody wants their brain to work better. In fact, quite often, one of the signs of aging is that your brain slows down. Well, my next guest's brain never slows down, and he's my friend Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Carl. Good to be back with you, and hello to your audience.
Very
great
good
to be back.
So, as always, AgeForce is always coming out with new patch-driven supplements, and this one seems to be one that I know a lot of people were actually waiting for. And it's your new nootropic patch, correct?
That is correct. It's a patch we're really proud of, and we have a formula that we think will deliver some real long and short term benefits for the user.
Okay, talk about the long term benefits. I didn't even know. I knew there were short term benefits that it'll improve cognition, but what about long term benefits?
Well, again, when we say long-term, because this is a patch for continuous use, Carl, so a month supply is 30 patches, one patch a day, 8-hour time release patch. And it, the formula, ongoing will improve cognition.
So what are some of the things that the patch is delivering through the skin?
Well, it's a 6 elements in the formula. Nopept is a nootropic agent that promotes significant improvement in cognition. It's an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory that focuses at the synapse level, which is kind of unique. It'll protect your brain from oxidative damage, and it's one of those ingredients that has a very low bioavailability when it's taken orally. However, with transdermal delivery, we're getting a complete dosage into the system. Another ingredient is Huperzine or Huperzine,
I'm not sure
how you pronounce
that.
Yeah,
Huperzine, yeah.
It's an inhibitor that is very, very important with neurotransmitters. It loosens the natural brake on your brain's neurotransmitter system, which allows your network to operate at your neuronal network to operate at.
Isn't it? Does it say it's a choline esterase inhibitor?
That's correct.
Choline being an important neurotransmitter, choline esterase is emitted so that you don't have duplicate messages being transported across multiple neuronal pathways. If anybody's ever experienced deja vu, that's an example where something that you're experiencing is traveling along two nerves at the same time or two neuronal pathways, and both of them reach the brain milliseconds between each other, and you go, man, I feel like I am having this experience. I had this experience once before. And you did, a millisecond before, but it's the same experience.
Right.
Well, choline esterase is kind of like the punctuation mark at the end of the transmission. But choline esterase can be overproduced, and it could suppress too much information from being passed from a synapse to synapse. And so, as you pointed out, it's the break of what goes on at the nerve synapse. And so you have to manage it properly. As you get older, you seem to produce more choline esterase than when you're young. And some people postulate that that's why elderly people are slower in thinking.
So there's also another ingredient, which there are quite a few studies that show that it may have a beneficial effect on Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and that is vinpocetine.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nootropic agent, improves cognitive performance. It enhances cerebral metabolism. We've got a very important dosage in the formula. And again, with the transdermal delivery, it is getting into the bloodstream with no attrition, if you will.
Right.
A couple of other things in the formula, but all in all, we think we've developed a very well-balanced formula, long and short-term memory enhancer, cognitive enhancement, and we've been selling this patch now, Carl, for about 2 weeks, and we're already getting
That was my next question. What kind of feedback are you getting?
It's a 2 week old patch, and we're getting wonderful feedback for some people saying that, within a day or two, they noticed a tremendous increase in alertness, ability to focus. We've heard from some college students that it's helped them when they're studying, and they're not going to use those amphetamines anymore.
Right.
We're very encouraged. When I say we're getting
is this something that you feel when you put it on? Do you feel it? Is it like all of a sudden within maybe like a half hour of putting it on, you start to feel like the lights are coming on in the factory? You become alert?
The formula has a small amount of yohimbine in it, which is a mild stimulant, but a very, very mild stimulant. We didn't want this patch to be like quite a few of the supplements that are out there loaded with caffeine and what have you. We didn't want that. We think that's a very artificial way to demonstrate to people that, something's working. But it does have a mild stimulant in the formula. Yohimbine has also been proven to improve information processing and mental reaction time. So it's a perfect complement with the mild stimulant effect to put into the formula.
Would you say that if someone starts using the patch, they would know that it's working within a couple days or give it longer?
Certainly for focus and alertness and short-term cognitive functions, yes, without question.
And so should it be avoided being used late at night for that reason? Does it?
In our instructions, we did not specify that because the stimulant effect is mild, very, very mild. And we don't think it's going to keep people up. I would not tell people not to use it at night. Certainly, you know, again, if you want, if you want to increase your mental acuity, focus, what have you, you want that during the day. So, you might want to use the patch during the day.
Yeah.
But not necessary.
And it delivers, typically the patches you produce deliver for a prolonged period of time. What is the expected delivery period of this particular patch, if someone wants
eight
to
hours. Every patch that we market call is an 8-hour time release patch, and that's an approximate 8 hours. You know, it could be 6-7 hours, it could be 9 hours, depending, but they're 8-hour time release patches. After 8 hours, you basically have a Band-Aid on, nothing left.
So someone should take their morning shower, do their normal ritual. After they're dried off, put the patch on. Do you prefer that they put it anyplace? Since it's a nootropic, would it pay to put it on the neck?
You know, it's going into the bloodstream, and that's where the nutrients, begin to, work their magic. The three prime locations for transdermal patches are the inside of your wrist, where you would feel for a pulse, the upper forearm, where you would where they draw blood typically for a blood test, or an inch or two below the navel to the left or right, makes no difference as far out as the hip bone. The differences are minor. You could put the patch anywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Any of our patches you could put anywhere. Those are just the premier locations,
okay.
Where you have a lot of confluence of little blood vessels and capillaries, what have you, under the skin, in the skin, and under the skin.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can get a special offer if you want to try the new nootropic patch from Age Force. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
Galvanize.
Galvanize.
Welcome back. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about their new nootropic patch. If you're finding your memory is not as sharp as it used to be, your ability to think clearly is getting a little foggy, or you're a student getting ready to study for lots of exams and you don't want to turn to ADHD-type drugs, this is what you want, this nootropic patch. You slap it on, and you've got 8 hours of agents that have been shown clinically to increase cognition and brain function in a variety of different ways, multiple pathways covered. So, Steve, how many patches come in a package?
30 patches in a month supply call, and right now, exclusive for Superhuman Radio, you've got a great big banner on your website where they buy one, get one free.
That's awesome.
Any of our four-order options, including our auto-ship, just click on the banner, and the order page that you go to is already coded to automatically double your order.
And what are we talking about price-wise if somebody wants to get on the auto-ship versus...
Yeah, the auto-ship is $49.95 for a month's supply, but with the promotion, they'll get $49.95 for a two-month supply.
Yeah, so it's basically like $25 a month. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yep, yeah, terrific deal.
Are there any better deals if somebody goes, I want this patch, I want to take advantage of the best deal you offer?
No, we do a tremendous amount of international business, and they typically people overseas because of the high shipping and handling rate typically order larger quantities. So the 6 month order is also at $49.95, but with the buy one get one free, the 6 month order you'd get 12 months supply. For that price. So,
now, if somebody just wants to test drive it, they don't want to sign up for an auto ship, they can buy a 1 month supply.
$69.95.
But get two months.
They'll get 2 months supply, right.
Right.
And, by the way, Carl, we've got a lot of interesting things coming, real quickly.
Yes, please.
In January, we're going to be introducing a full spectrum, the first really true full spectrum vitamin E patch.
Wow.
Sometime in January, probably the early part of the month, you and I will be talking about a terrific promotion for those people at their New Year's resolution to diet, lose some weight.
The most popular patch that you make and sell,
yeah,
the fat burner patch.
Our weight loss fat burner patch, we're going to have a really exciting promotion for Superhuman Radio that patch in early January.
Yeah.
Help people keep their New Year's resolutions.
There you go. So
there you go.
It's the nootropic patch. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad, You'll find you'll land right on the right page where you belong. Buy one, get one free. Use one of these choices, the monthly auto ship, 3 month supply, 6 month supply, or 1 month supply. Choose which one you want. They automatically double your order, and try the nootropic patch today. I happen to know the guy who formulated this patch for them, and he knows what he's talking about. So there you go. Great product.
Carl. Yes. Carl, as always, great speaking with you, and we'll talk again, but if we don't talk before Christmas, happy holidays.
Yes,
buddy.
Happy holidays to you too, Steve. Thank you
and
very
to
much.
And to your listeners, Greg.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so there you have it. Check out the nootropic patch from Age Force. Also want to thank Brooks Cubic. His website is brookscubic.com. And I suggest that you buy the book Knife, Fork, Muscle. It's a fantastic book. I am reading it right now again and actually going to make notes for the things that I'm going to use myself this coming year to kind of build up my health equity back where it was. It's a great book. And check out other books by Brooks Cubic at brookscubic.com. And thank you to Professor Russell Ryder for coming on and talking about how melatonin has a therapeutic potential for treating Ebola, but no one wants to know about it. Isn't that suspicious? You know, Dr. Ryder is the quintessential scientist, and he's very cautious about saying things that could be disparaging about other groups and so on. But it's very, very interesting to me that no one wants to even try Ebola, melatonin as a treatment for Ebola. No one wants to try it. They're going to wait until the pharmaceutical industry comes forth with drugs that will have minimal testing done and will have numerous side effects, but will cost thousands of dollars to treat people because people will pay anything to stay alive. But they won't try melatonin. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it also pretty obvious and expected that that is exactly how things would be handled? Shame on our government. Shame on our politicians. Shame on the Food and Drug Administration. Shame on all of them for protecting cronies and industries over the life and health of people. But it's nothing new. It's nothing new. All right, listen, thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.